Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you.
Look, and with you.
I know you're a big Star Wars guy.
I'm a big Star Wars geek nerd.
So, you know, these stories keep popping up about Aaron Rodgers and all this stuff. And, you know, we've been here for his entire career, pretty much. Certainly as a starter. And a couple of years, well, I was only here a year before he became the starter. And I won't profess to know him very well because I don't. He's been kind of hard to get to know over the years. By the way, he has kind of, I won't say isolated himself, because he is somewhat approachable in the locker room, I think, to a certain degree. But as the years have gone on, it's become less so because he's more famous and, you know, things like that.
But that's like a lot of people. We've seen that with Greg Jennings and James Jones. We've talked about this over the past.
Yeah, I think so, too. But how do you think, I mean, these stories that come from all other places, all corners of the globe, really, it's just like, where are they getting this stuff? I don't know. I don't get it. Where are they getting this stuff? Is it leaked from him? Does he have some inside channel that other people have that exists?
What do you mean? Are you talking about Rodgers or the reporter?
The reporter.
Well, of course these guys. I mean, look, everybody bashes the unnamed source or the unknown source. That's been the way media has operated for years and years and years and years. Because if you report the person's name that gives you the information, they're out.
Right.
And then you don't get any more information.
I understand. I understand how that works.
The general person out there that says, unnamed sources just don't get how it works. But guys like Ian Rappaport and John Clayton back in the day, I don't even know where he is anymore, and Adam Schefter, sure, they've got insiders in that give them information. Now, the question is, why would you leak that information, some of that? Why would somebody leak to you that Rodgers wants to be fired? But the people do.
If you're Rodgers, how do you let it out? It seems to be a small circle to begin with.
You would think.
He's isolated himself to some degree. So I don't know where that line is. I don't think it's a direct line to him, but I don't know. It's just so weird how this came out at this time, and then did somebody from
the Packers organization call Schefter and tell him that Rodgers wants Goody fired?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, again, and I've heard this more than once now, that Schefter's been sitting on this story for just the right time to release it. And he thought, well, I'll do it on draft day. And
the right
I'll
time.
Boost my Twitter followers, and I'll get airtime, and everybody will tune into ESPN. So, you know, it could be that, you know, somebody from the Packers said, hey, look, he wants. Because how do you find out that Murphy and LaFleur and Goody have flown to see him and talk to him during the winter about ironing it out? Somebody's telling you some information, you know, and you know it's true because Murphy said as much that they've done that.
Exactly.
Now, where's some of this is borderline ridiculous, if you ask me, or the one thing that's borderline ridiculous is you're trying to tell me the latest rumor that came out, and we discussed this at great length on the Bill and Rookie Podcast, that Jake Kumerow is the reason why, the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, I'm sure he's not the only sole issue, but really, that's the one that's going to, I've had it up to here anymore. You cut Kumerow. I'm not going to stand for this anymore. Give me a break.
Yeah, I can't believe that to be really valid either, but it's just, until we hear from Rodgers himself, it's so curious. So, have you heard from people like that you haven't heard from in a while or anything like that? People have reached out to you, go, what the hell's going on?
No, you know, just my family, my dad and my family.
Yeah.
Not too many other people have, you know, said what the heck is going on. You know, I got my cousin and his wife and family live in Tampa. They've converted to Buccaneer fans now, but they used to live over in Minnesota and be Viking fans. They, you know, we needle each other every now and then. And,
yeah.
You know, they sent me a text or a tweet or whatever it was about it, but not for the most part. But everywhere I go in town, that's what everybody wants to talk about. And as mentioned, you know, like I said, you wouldn't even know that we had a draft.
I know.
You know, we didn't even talk about the picks hardly at all during the draft when they made them a little bit, but all the rumors and stories were breaking about Rodgers. We talked about it yesterday. There was the new rumor with Kumerow yesterday, so we talked about it today. And, you know, maybe we'll finally get the draft picks in their due moment in the spotlight tomorrow, because hopefully we won't get a new Rodgers rumor. But this is going to be a long, drawn-out summer if nobody speaks and says what's up. And I don't anticipate anybody doing that, to be honest. Nobody coming to the stepping forward to the microphone, whether it be the Packers or Aaron Rodgers, and setting the record straight, or what the demands are, or what the problem is, where is the schism. So I think what
even
you try to do,
the issue is solved. I don't know how much we'll ever find out.
No, but then we never really found out anything about Brett and Aaron and all that stuff, the behind the stories.
Right.
You know, the only one that could really maybe give us some good details on that, but he's zipping his lips, our good buddy Jerry Parnes, who was back with the Packers at the time, right?
Yeah.
Our good buddy Jerry probably knows some good stories, but we'll never know. But, you know, it's kind of funny because at least here's what's funny is, we're on the 4th day of May, and the big date is June 2nd, right?
Yeah.
June 2nd for the trade and where the money all shifts around, so we're less than a month away. So when we get to after June 1st, right.
Yeah.
June 1st is really the date, but June 2nd is. But so when the calendar flips to June 1st, I mean, I think everybody's going to be sitting up in their chairs and ears perk because, you know, for all we know, you could be working on a trade right now.
Yeah.
You could say, look, June 1st rolls around. Here's what we're doing. Here's the workout. You can work out all the details of it now and just not announce it, just not do anything with it.
True.
Until June rolls around. And so I think June 1st here in Green Bay is a lot like waiting for that March day when free agency kicks in.
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting. I've heard from a buddy of mine in Missouri, actually two buddies of mine in Missouri now, and a friend who's in California who texted me and said, what the hell's going on out there? So it's coast to coast. Everybody's talking about it, not just us here. Everybody's talking about it because, you know, he's like the biggest name in the game right now. Him and Tom Brady are 1 and 1A in the National Football League. One just won a Super Bowl. The other one just won his third MVP. So you can imagine the national interest. And even to the point where people who aren't naturally interested or, you know, casual NFL fans are chiming in and have an opinion about what's happening. So it's going to continue to be that way. Hopefully in the coming days, though, we'll be able to, like you say, shift our focus a little bit to some of the 9 players that the Packers drafted over the last 3 days and get to a chance to learn more about them.
You know, that was the intention to do it today, kind of mix in the Kumerow and some Josh Myers stuff. But you know what? This is a hot topic. It's the buzz thing. And everybody that we talked to today has an opinion about it, and people have strong opinions about it, and they want to voice their opinion, so we're kind of the sounding board for them, so we went with it all day long. You know, and eventually we'll all get tired of it until we either know something, some hard line is drawn. You're out of here, or you're playing.
Yeah, you're coming back, yeah.
And so it'll carry on, and we'll get bored about it.
Coming back as if he's left, but he hasn't.
But, man, what everybody's talking about right now.
Crazy.
It's what everybody wants to talk about, and everybody's got a strong opinion on it, and they want to be heard.
Yeah, and it's all kind of very confusing to me, too. So we'll continue to follow it like everyone else, but also we'll continue to focus on some of the new guys.
Which is odd because I side with the Packers on this, but I blame the Packers for the predicament they're in, which is kind
of
funny, right?
You're right. Of course.
You know,
I'm in the same boat. I side with them, but it's their own fault. We'll see how it unfolds, and you'll be with us, I hope. Tune in at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday for the Bill and Rookie Experience right here on The Fan.